This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Today, President Barack Obama travels to the Gulf Coast. He wants to see firsthand the damage caused by the oil rig disaster. Since receiving word this past Wednesday that the spill was much worse than expected, the Obama administration has dramatically upped the federal response and its efforts to showcase that response. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling to Louisiana with the president today, and he joins us. Scott, so tell us about today's trip.
Well, this is a chance for the president to see for himself what's happening and to be seen exercising leadership. It is, as you say, part of an accelerating federal response to this spill. On Friday, the administration dispatched several cabinet secretaries to the affected area. And yesterday, the commandant of the Coast Guard, Admiral Thad Allen, was named to oversee the federal response. Admiral Allen is remembered, of course, fondly in the area for his role in the rescue effort after Hurricane Katrina. And we're also told that he led a drill a number of years ago that simulated an oil spill disaster very much like this one.
You mentioned he's there to see and be seen. How important is it for a president to make a trip like this?
Well, there's always a bit of attention. On the one hand, you want to show the flag. You want to show the president looking compassionate. But a visit by the president can suck up a lot of resources that might otherwise be put to use actually responding to the spill. So the White House has said this trip will have a small footprint to minimize the diversion of resources. You know, as late as Friday afternoon, the White House was saying the president would not be traveling to the Gulf this weekend. They changed their tune by yesterday morning. The president also made reference to the oil spill last night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is ordinarily a sort of lighthearted affair. And I think the White House was concerned about having the lasting impression of this weekend be President Obama cracking jokes to a room full of people in tuxedos while oil is fouling the marshes of Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm sure the administration is trying to fight off any comparisons to what happened during Hurricane Katrina. But was the administration slow to react?
Well, you're right. The administration bristles at any comparison, noting, for example, the much greater loss of human life in the Katrina disaster. But given the geography, the mind and certainly the media naturally kind of goes there. In some ways, this is a very different disaster. This is a sort of slow-moving disaster. We're already now more than 10 days into this spill. And initially, this was thought to be sort of a Category 1 oil spill that could be dealt with largely out there, many miles from shore. It now appears to be, a Category 3 oil spill and with the potential to be even worse.
So what's next?
Well, there have sort of been four lines of defense against this oil spill, each one less satisfactory than the one before. Ultimately, what BP or its aides need to do is stop this oil leak at the wellhead. That's the best and ultimately the only real fix for this problem, but they haven't been able to do so yet, and ultimately it could take them months to do so. So the next line of defense is you try to break up and capture the oil out at sea. They have been experimenting now with a new technique to inject chemicals deep underwater and break up the oil before it reaches the surface, but that experiment has just begun. The third line of defense is, to stretch booms and protective padding around sensitive shoreline areas. They've been doing that, but, it's a very big coastline, and that's not always effective. And so that leaves option four, which is break out the Dawn dishwashing soap and clean up the mess.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Scott, thank you very much.
Good to be with you, Leanne.